Dig it.
You got cheese curd bits all over.
Oh, shit. Still working on that big bag of cheese curds.
This is the second bag.
Oh, my God. 10 pounds worth of cheese curds.
No, they weren't 5 pounds. These were normal little bags.
Don't lie to us, Ryan.
How heavy do you think cheese is? Look at this bag.
It's I'm looking at that bag, and I'm 99% certain that in the cooler, there is another larger bag that has, like, 5 of those bags in it. And that is one of, like, 5 bags within an even larger bag.
In a Taco Bell? Layers! I don't know. I've had these for, like, 2 weeks now. And I'm like, halfway through my second bag. It's not like I'm just chowing on this shit.
Wake up every morning, make a pot of coffee, take a vitamin with some water, and then a fistful of cheese curds. It's a good system.
A fistful of cheese curds sounds like the greatest Western sequel of all time.
For a few cheese curds more.
Oh my god. The good, the bad, and the cheese curd. That doesn't even work that well.
The good, the bad, and the way. I don't know.
Oh. The ug way. No.
The good, the bad, and the ug way. There's got to be one for bad.
Like the good, the cheese and the curd. You can do like some mix of all that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's a way.
We got so many jokes, so many layers today on March 16th, 2021. This is episode 243 of the Quarantine Cast. Fuck, where do we go from here? I don't think there's any topping what we've done already.
Yeah. And the stuff from pre-show and everything.
Oh, that's true.
We've really, I think, exhausted our funny.
To keep the bashing of time that is going. Apparently today is Everything You Do Is Right Day, which, cool, they have that, but not Mario Day. I see how it is. I see their agenda.
Everything You Do Is Right Day is an awful holiday, right?
Yeah, it's just a holiday of stroking the egos of narcissists.
I mean, like, think about it, that holiday is celebrated in Myanmar right now. Like, the cop wakes up, opens up the calendar, and just sees Everything You Do Is Right Day. Oh, great! Well, time to bash more skulls.
I don't have to feel bad about anything I've done in the last couple of weeks.
No. Everything I do is right. I'm on the right path. So.
History will side with me.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Boof.
Did you guys see the TikTok of the woman dancing in front of all the tanks and shit? Like, the actual coup?
Yeah. She had no idea. I mean, like,
chilling out in
her front
yard.
It wasn't technically happening yet. It was.
I think it was, though. I think that was, like, the opening, like, what people are citing as the beginning where the military went through a blockade that the government had basically been like, you can't come through here, and they passed it. And that was, like, the military doing the first, like, breaching protocol.
Right. I mean, it was in the process of happening, but nobody really knew it was happening yet.
Yeah.
It's just the
origin.
They had probably broke through that first barrier a mile down the road.
That's pretty damn close to being literally where it happened.
That's what I'm saying. It's not like she was just like, she wasn't like being ignorant.
Yeah, she didn't know.
Yeah. It was just, she happened to be doing a thing, and in the background, her country was falling apart.
Yeah, no, that's the chilling part, is that she definitely didn't know and wasn't just being glib. Like, she was just like, no, shit, look at all these vehicles. That's pretty wild. Let's do a TikTok. And then now everyone's like, holy shit, that's like some Zapruder film stuff. Like, that's stuff that was never going to be filmed and is now filmed. And it's a TikTok. And she's just dancing in front of it. History's weird, man.
Yeah. Best of luck to everyone in Myanmar with all this going on, obviously.
Yeah.
Huh.
It seems more and more like the royal family's dead.
Yay!
Oh, I heard he was circling for a while, but did it finally happen?
No, he actually... No.
Philip is alive.
Oh.
Yeah, no. He left the hospital today.
The royal family might be dead. Philip is quote-unquote alive. He looks like a fucking zombie.
I saw someone say that we need a Osmosis Jones remake inside of Prince Philip's body, but with a Sicario vibe.
It's fucking terrifying. Yeah. He looks more and more dead the more he's quote-unquote alive. Like, this is... wild. But yeah, no, I'm just saying the family as a concept seems more and more like it's dying.
I mean, there have been growing political movements to kind of stop just giving them some of the nation's money, right?
Okay, that's been going on for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the IRA? Like,
oh, yes.
That is nothing
new. Oh boy,
new.
Have we.
It's that is definitely nothing new, but no, this it seems like this might be it. Like, Gayle King today said that she's been talking with like Harry and some of them, and was just like, yeah, like apparently him and William have had discussions. They have not gone well. Like, it's just like, and then what's gonna happen when the Queen dies? Like, are they really gonna install fucking Charles? Like the least liked member of the royal family for hundreds of years as King of England? Or are they going to be like, maybe we go to William, and then that'll immediately split everyone, and I don't know, man.
I think that they would probably end up going with William. I think just the public opinion is with him, even though, like, yeah, everyone just found out that he was, like, cheating on his wife blatantly out in the open, and the British press decided, we're not going to report on this. And everyone else is like, we're just going to forget that this happened.
Public opinion is with him, but in the same way that public opinion is with Joe Biden right now. Like,
yeah.
There is a majority that would be with him, but the whole point of the royal family is that it's supposed to be universally popular, and when
right.
it's not,
right.
bad stuff happens.
Which has been...
I think the royal family is still... extremely and confoundingly popular amongst the British
citizens. But that's
what
I'm saying.
Yeah.
If 80% of British citizens approve of the royal family, but then, like, it's split pretty evenly on who should become king when the queen dies, all of a sudden, if you're losing about 40% of that 80%, like, it's going to start looking more like 50-50, and that's when bad things happen. So,
I'm just now...
Let it happen.
Oh, no, I love it. It's making me laugh.
I'm just
if a 1,000-year-old monarchy falls because Oprah Winfrey was
like,
what if we just kind of put them on blast a little here? That would be glorious.
The more things change, the more things stay the same for the royal family. What if, hear me out, new royal family? It's happened before.
Yeah,
we can do it again.
They choose it by a game show. It's whoever wins becomes the new royal family.
Yeah, it's what is it? The Taskmaster? What's that British game show? they do Taskmaster, which is all British comedians. So it's a British comedian will become the new.
Ooh,
king or
John
queen.
Oliver could become king.
I don't think he's very popular in the UK.
Oh yeah, I mean, okay, that's fair.
He's definitely the dark horse of that one.
He shits on that country a little too much, I think, to ever be popular.
Ooh, wait, hold on. I'm now thinking maybe this wouldn't be a good idea, because then Ricky Gervais would have a shot, and he doesn't need more power.
Is James Corden still British? Because if he's in the running, then I'd say we got to scrap this whole plan.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. James Corden, as bad as Ricky Gervais. Wow. You heard it here first.
I made no accusations of the sort. I just don't want either of them to be king.
Okay.
I'm sorry, is James Corden problematic, or do you just not like him?
I just don't like him.
Andrew doesn't like him, and that's why I'm
saying...
Well, like,
okay,
When you're comparing him to people like Ricky Gervais, or
no,
like...
Ricky Gervais is problematic. He
who's
shouldn't
that pedophile
be king.
Guy?
Yeah. Ricky Gervais shouldn't be king. I just don't want James Corden to be king.
I think that would be glorious. I think that would fully put the ridiculousness of the British royal family on display if James Corden became fucking king. Just like, yeah, no, this shit is all dumb. And you know it. And he's going to be doing Crosswalk the Musical in front of Buckingham Palace as the fucking king wearing a crown, and you can all be like, yeah, let's maybe just not do this. Buckingham Palace would be a cool museum, not a cool place for a person to live and rule us. God. So, yeah, that'd be fun.
But what will the Australians do when their government falls apart after the royal family disappears?
Wait, what?
We've had four prime ministers in 4 years.
The joke is that Australians love the royal family more than British people, which is not a thing. But they still have, much like Canada, like they still have all these weird connections in their government language to... No. Yeah, the British royalty, even though there is no actual connection there.
It's the Commonwealth, man.
So, to answer your question, Andrew, same rules. Australian comedians competing for a prime minister position. Auntie Donna is allowed
prime
to
minister.
Compete.
Hold on. Just one thing. I'm going to go ahead and say prime minister is a little different from a king or a queen. Feels like that is a little bit more involved in actually needing to, like, set policy and make people's lives better. King or queen, you could just fuck off and do nothing. Like, what is it, the king of Denmark, who's an actual joke? Like, that's his whole shtick, is that he's just a wacky dude who dresses weird. You could do that. Prime minister, I think, is a little bit more important. And, yeah, fucking Mark Bonanno as... Prime Minister of Australia.
I'm Italian.
I'm a wog. Talk about wog problems.
Okay, so Mark Bonanno, Prime Minister, Zachary Wayne, Secretary of the Interior.
No, that's a thing. Don't they have Prime Minister and then Premier, right? Like, it's Australia, they have like two. Mm-hmm. They have the weird double. Double bad boy government.
I don't know if Premier is... I think... Isn't Premier, like, just, like, another word for a lawmaker there? Or am I mixing that up completely?
No, I think... Well, possibly, but I know that they have, like, two figureheads, and I thought that one of them was Premier.
Usually it's, like, power. President and Prime Minister, and then, like...
Yeah, but I don't think Australia has it. I think it's, like, a little weird... Australian government leaders. This will find it.
Broden Kelly, Master of Coin.
Master of Coin. what's her name? The unofficial Michelle Brazier, Master of Whispers.
Wait, what?
Michelle Brazier is the unofficial fourth member of Auntie Donna, who's the woman in every single sketch. Whenever they have a woman
in
the sketch,
a woman?
She is the woman.
Ironically, not the Queen of England.
Yeah,
I'm
the
fucking
Queen
of England.
Yeah, she is not that. But she did fly out to the U.S. and in their behind-the-scenes video that they posted to their YouTube channel, she's like, thanks for flying me out here, guys, even though she's in, like, 2 minutes of the show.
They had Netflix money to spend, and they spent it.
They did.
Also, Canada, no, they just have to suffer. They just have to get over it.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
Nah, they're good. They're good.
Oh, the Governor General? It looks like.
No wonder this country's falling apart.
The Governor General is the non-prime minister head who performs the ceremonial functions of heads of state on behalf of the Queen.
He's the one that carries the big mace.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Can we make the Australian knight from Bravely Default 2 the de facto head of government? He seems like he'd do a good job. Bring a lot of
the Australian knight is Ned Kelly. That's already a thing, kind of.
Does Australia exist in Bravely Default 2, or is this another... Well, he sounds Australian, so.
I'm sure there's a fantasy equivalent of Australia somewhere in there that I've just yet to get to yet.
That's fun.
Again, unless this dude is an Australian man in the late 1800s that put on a suit of armor and robbed stagecoaches, He doesn't get to go by the Australian Knight. Only Ned Kelly can do that.
That red dude from Dragon Ball is Australian, even though that doesn't exist in that universe. We all give him a pass. Come on, Andrew.
Here's a question for you, Lucas. Is there a canonical reason that it can't just be planet Earth and these people can't just be from Ireland or Australia?
Is magic real here? Like, in actual Earth?
Yeah, it could be. It doesn't have to be actual Earth, but it could be planet Earth. Like, in comic books, they live on Earth, even though it's not our Earth. Like, is there a reason that it can't just be that? Like, why do they have to keep making these weird analogs and, like, obvious comparisons without just having it take place on Earth?
Because, like, yeah.
We're getting a little nitpicky. I think that every...
Oh, now I'm getting nitpicky.
No. Like, I gotta side with Lucas every once in a while. Like, I think that most fiction, you know, is derived from some aspects of real life. And so they're like, oh, yeah, it's this land in this mystical world, and they sound like Scottish people and dress like Scottish people and look like Scottish people and eat like Scottish people, but they're called, like, the Vagaboots.
Those ethnicities, though, are so specific, which is why I think might as well just put, like, Scottish, Irish, and Australian are very fucking similar. Like, they hate that I'm saying this, I'm sure, but, like, in comparison with, like, people that are literally completely different culture-wise and, like, don't exist on the same scale, at the end of the day, those three ethnic groups come from this little tiny island in the Atlantic Ocean versus the fucking world. Like, yeah, sure, if you're like, this, like, is clearly inspired by, like, an Asian culture, and that's why this fantasy world has, like, some analogs, sure. But, like, when you're saying, these are Scottish people, it's like, you're pinpointing now, and, like, why can't it just be taking place in Earth?
That is fair. Well,
Ryan Holt's previous defender of accents on record on the Voluntary Viewing podcast, now coming out saying, these accents are dumb. His accent should be here. People shouldn't have accents.
He's saying...
Wait, defender of accents? When did I...
Yeah.
I'm curious. How am I the defender of accents?
I distinctly remember us having a conversation on mic where you said, yeah, accents are cool. And I was kind of like, eh, whatever. They could go away. That would make things easier. And you're like, nah, accents. Should keep them around. They're a fun time.
I would love to see the transcript of this. Also, yeah, I do still think accents are a fun time. Does that mean...
Yeah!
Like, now I'm talking about in a video game, if you're going to give every character from a region a very specific ethnic identity, like, that's only native to this little tiny portion of an already tiny island in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, why can't they just actually be from that little tiny portion of that little tiny island in the Atlantic Ocean? Like... Why do they have to be from the Burbor land?
I think I get what Ryan is saying, that it, either you should just...
You're ripping it off.
Yeah, like, if you're going, don't rip it off. Either make them from somewhere in real life and then build off of the world that we already have, or make your own world and don't just rip off things from... And
have it be inspired by the real world. So, like, think of it like, if you wrote a book about a bunch of pop culture references, and, like, you found ways to, like, weave, like, modern pop culture into your book and narrative and everything, that's not ripping off Ready Player One. Mm-hmm. If you wrote a book about jacking into a VR world and, like, having to go through all these crazy obstacles in order to, like, become the king of that world and have a billion credits and all that shit and, like, all these specific plot details, you're ripping off Ready Player One. And it's like, okay, so the sequel to Ready Player One. Like
Sword Art Online, the thing that Ready Player One ripped off.
Sure. Okay, cool. I'm just making an example
of a thing
that you can do. The difference for me being that, like, if you're going to just blatantly rip off such a very specific ethnicity, like, just set it in the real world, or not the real world, obviously, but, like, planet Earth, so we're all familiar with what's going on. If you're going to have it be inspired by, like, a broader ethnicity, like, a more, like, Eastern, or even, like, something like China, which is a massive country with, like, a bunch of different ethnic identities rolled up in there, then sure, that feels more like you're allowed to kind of play with it a little bit and be different. Andrew's got a thought.
I do just have to say one thing. This is not a thought. This is not my own opinion. This is a fact. The book Ready Player One came out in 2011. Sword Art Online came out in 2013.
The anime or the light novel?
I don't fucking know.
Oh no, wow. Andrew just got fucking showed up.
Andrew thought he was going to show up the light novel. The light novel came out in 2013. Is that the original or is that based on the anime?
So the light novel came out first, and I think original release date 2009.
Why does it say 2011? It says release date.
Is it US? 2013.
I think you might be looking at the anime.
No, the anime says 2012, and the novel series says 2013. Oh, now it says original run 2002 through 2008.
Wait, what?
2009. Yeah, what the fuck? No, I don't know. I don't know. There's like 10 different things written on this page. Okay, well.
Not a fact then.
Yeah, huh? no facts.
Never mind.
I don't know. I think accents are.
Where's the fun facts?
I think accents.
It's not just accents. It sounds like they're wearing kilts and like also. No.
Fucking
then why are, then
people,
why are you saying so why are they Scottish? Australian and Scottish, yeah.
Because accents are dumb. That is the accent that developed in this fantasy world with distinct cultures and regions separated by land masses that would create isolated societies that would form and develop largely independent of other societies, meaning it is appropriate that the people here have distinct accents from people from other regions.
It is.
Their accent just happens to be similar to Scottish accents in our world. And all I'm saying is that is a fun way to build upon the world building of this fantasy story.
Yeah, I agree, but then make it set on Earth. I don't know.
We're arguing about nothing. As fun as this is, I do need to point out that this is inconsequential in every way.
I don't know, like in Game of Thrones, do we call Littlefinger Irish? Like, it's like, no. Like, does his actor have an Irish accent? So
I was
going to
say, his accent changes every single season.
Yeah,
so.
He's not very good at necessarily nailing down. I don't know. So how about, yeah, like, is the fucking Red Viper of Dorne Colombian? What's Pedro Pascal? I don't exactly remember. Ecuadorian? I don't know. Is he that? Like, it's like, no, not really, like...
Chilean. He's Chilean.
Hmm. Chilean. That's what it was. Damn. That's a specific one.
Someone's a racist.
Wow. I can't tell the difference between Colombian, Ecuadorian, and Chilean. Oh my God. I'm the biggest racist of them all. Actually, doesn't that make me not racist? I don't know. Can I mount that defense?
You can mount any defense you want.
I don't see the world through that lens.
I don't see borders.
I'm not really, like, of that mindset, so I'm the least racist, if you think about it.
Australians and Irish people and Scottish are all the same, so... Fuck
they
it.
Are!
No, I'm agreeing okay. with you. I'm saying okay, that you're good. At least being consistent.
Sure, yeah.
In the same way that basically, like, yeah, like, if you think about it, people from New York are the same as people from Texas. Like, the difference... on a global scale are very minor. To us, they seem huge. In the same way that a Scottish person would say, like, fucking dare you say that me and the Australians are the same. To them, it's probably a huge difference, but to everyone else, it's not.
The complication with the United States is the melting pot nature of our country and how, especially in, like, Texas, that was just Mexico. And then we were like,
not anymore.
What if we sent a bunch of Americans in there to take it over, secede from Mexico, and then eventually join the United States? Like, it definitely, gets a little weird. Whereas, like, I feel like, I don't know that much about South American history, but I feel like with, like, Ecuador, Chile, and Colombia, they're all Spanish-speaking, so, like, they're going to have those similarities. But at the end of the day, I could see there being, like, very legitimate cultural differences, like Lucas said, created by, like, having isolated communities live apart over centuries mm-hmm. and everything like that. Whereas, like, at the end of the fucking day... the English islands are fucking tiny and inconsequential, and all the people there are going to be very fucking similar.
I guess.
Also, their food sucks.
Wow.
Okay, do not... Ryan and I not expressing that opinion. If anybody listening to this, if you're coming at somebody, hit Andrew specifically on social media.
Yeah, please tell me how dipping all of your food in not white vinegar, not even balsamic vinegar, but just fucking black vinegar. Tell me how that's good, you fucks.
Andrew's Irish. He can say this.
But I will give you guys the credit of, yeah, all of these countries do have at least their modern history pretty shaped by England just kind of fucking around there.
England was like Zeus, just kind of putting its dick everywhere it wanted and making everything pretty similar.
What if we made this a prison continent? Is that practical? Does that make sense? No. Why not?
That only happened because Georgia got shut down. Georgia was their original prison continent. Uh-huh. And then we were like, we kind of want to live in Georgia. And they were like, oh.
They're like, yeah, there's some like good farmland and shit here. It's close, good access to the sea, you know, kind of in the middle of this eastern seaboard that we've set up on the United States, or what will be in the future of the United States. We don't know what that is yet.
Yeah, what? United States? Yeah. Revolutionaries? I don't know what you're talking about.
You guys know of any other lands that we've taken over that we can fucking dump people on? I mean, sure, we could send them to Ireland, but let's ship them all the way to Australia instead.
Yeah, halfway around the world. That sounds great. Put them in Perth, too. Like, not even the good coast. We'll put them on the west coast of Australia.
All right. I think this very strange episode of the Quarantine Cast, episode 243, has come to a close. Thank you all so much for listening. If you liked what you heard, like, comment, subscribe, etc. Support us on Patreon if you're feeling generous. Email us your business questions and opportunities, voluntaryviewing@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter, @v2_podcast, Instagram and YouTube, where we have very cool highlight clips. Yeah, also follow me on Twitter @LucasDrider for all of my writing, and use the ActBlue link in the description down below if you'd like to support a collection of great causes. Thank you all so much for listening, and good luck out there.